I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, here in this first story, we're going to hear from homeowner Wilton Thomas. Wilton Thomas of North Lauderdale, Florida. He was at work the other day when his Ring camera captured a green car pull into his driveway. And then in the video, the driver of the car opens the door, takes off his shirt, and stoops down to relieve himself right there in the driveway. So he drops a deuce in this dude's driveway. Now, Mr. Wilton Thomas says he understands. Hey, when the time comes, the time comes. I understand. But right in my driveway?
I know. When it comes on for you to go, you have to go. He could have drove himself right towards the coconut tree and do what he want to do there. That would be no problem. But in my driveway?
Yeah. He could have driven over to the coconut tree. Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
But right in the driveway? He said, by the time I got home from work, it was too late that day to deal with it. I didn't want to deal with it, so I waited till the next day.
I went in the hot sun, scraped it up, poured it into a bag, and then I pour bleach, wash the whole thing off. Knock and said, man, you know what? I had an emergency. I had nowhere to go, and this is where I had was to do what I have to do.
Yeah, he said if the guy would have at least apologized, it would have been, you know, it would have taken the edge off a little bit, you know? I mean, he understands. Yeah, but he doesn't understand.
I think you gotta take care of that. You gotta clean that up.
You gotta at least clean that up. Yeah. And the guy left the shirt behind too. Come on, you gotta take the shirt. You can't.
Please.
So that was going on.
Okay, Vancouver, BC. We got some booze burglars here who stole the wrong bottles. These thieves broke into this place and made off with some goods and then a whole bunch of liquor bottles. They broke into Vancouver's Fine Art Bartending School, right? And they went and they took a laptop and they took some iPads, and then they saw, oh, look at all these liquor bottles. They took 22 of these things. They said, well, we got some booze here. We got some Jack Daniels. We got some good stuff here. So they grabbed 22 bottles and they left. But this is a bartending school, so that wasn't real booze in those bottles. The owner of the bartending school said, no, man, this is we can't afford that. This is a class here. So we use colored water in there. It looks like it's booze. So
it's like a placebo. Yeah. Those guys are going to be passing it around, acting like they're drunk.
And he said, also, there's a big sign on the door that says no alcohol on premises. This is a bartending school.
Being able to read is such a valuable tool. And I'll read from one final story here that just sounds like it's straight out of the Dukes of Hazzard. In fact, how about some Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, I love this music.
Yeah.
This is great.
Give me some Waylon Jennings.
Boy, I tell you, the day they passed out good luck, Bo and Luke must have been out fishing.
Well, the luck ran out for 35-year-old Robert Foley on Wednesday. Lee County deputies say he was arrested for a hit and run with a crash scene where they said, based on the tire marks, they said Foley was driving westbound towards a large ditch. And then it says, that's when the arrest report says, based on the physical evidence, it was apparent the Nissan Versa was traveling at a speed, great as it was, that it vaulted, went airborne, and cleared a water canal/ditch in a fashion only described similar to that depicted in the Dukes of Hazzard. End quote.
Only there wouldn't be a Nissan in a Dukes of Hazzard.
No, not a Nissan Versa. But he hopped the canal/ditch in a Nissan Versa and then ended up slamming into a parked truck. And that's when he took off on foot. And the helicopters were used to catch him a little bit later, and he's in the Lee County Jail right now. Not the general Lee County Jail.
That's our girl, Daisy. She drives like Richard Petty, shoots like Annie Oakley, and knows all the words to all the Dolly Parton songs.
I can't believe it's news.
Waylon was the best.